Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is another edition of your favourite podcast going. How are you, Joe?
I'm beautiful. How are you?
Very good.
I don't like saying I'm good. I like saying I'm nice. I'm beautiful. I like giving myself a compliment.
Is that something new? Because I'm sure you've said I'm good for a while.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't always do it. But if I think about it. So ask me, how's your day been?
How has your day been?
It's been really nice, thank you.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I don't say it's been good. I say it's been nice.
Top three moments?
Going to the Chinese supermarket to return a UPS parcel, only to find out you have to print off three versions of the invoice to send it back because it's going to America. So I'm going to have to try again tomorrow. That was number one, probably.
Is this one of your coffee things?
Nah, it's just some microphones. And what else has been good? Met one of Jay's mates who sort of embarrassed me about how much exercise and fitness he does, so that made me feel cool and
right,
great.
Right, nice, yeah.
And third, there's a new flavour of Volvic Touch of Fruit out.
Which is a favourite amongst people here in this
office.
It's
very much swept the office.
It has, hasn't it? Like, I only come in now and again to this office, yeah. But there are bottles of the stuff.
I'll be honest, I can see four bottles of it from here.
And there's the... Is melon a flavour?
There's a watermelon, which is a big hit with the skay dog.
Yeah.
Then there's your classic lemon and lime. Then there's your strawberry. Then there is the passion fruit and mango, which is delicious. Then there's the summer berries, which is also great.
There's a lot in there.
But as of recently, today for the first time, and Ethan can talk about this as well, the peach and raspberry.
Wow, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Talk to me about peach and raspberry. There you go, look, watermelon.
Hello.
Talk to me about peach and raspberry Volvic Touch of Fruit.
Well, I poured a little bit into a Coke can today because I don't want to drink from the same bottle as the other scum from the office. But it was delicious. Mm. Honestly, what a fruity burst of flavour.
Would you share, like, stuff with your family? Your mum, your dad, like, if they had a sip out of something, would you have a sip out of
What we're sipping from, sorry?
Just your dad's penis?
No.
Oh.
What?
A bottle or something.
Oh. A bottle full of your dad's penis.
Oh.
Oh. No.
A bottle of Volvic. If your mum had a sip, could you have a same sip?
No, I couldn't.
Really? His own mother?
Wow.
I would.
We've not mentioned, why are you wearing that hat, by the way?
This is a prop that we've spent a lot of money on, so we're trying to get the most use out of it.
You look like
Joke in the live show. Gotta wear it.
You look like Pete Doherty if he's sort of drowned in a canal and been dredged out a month later.
Do you think? Yeah. That is rough.
You look great. Now leave it on!
Oh, God.
Well done.
Ethan said to me, if your hair does go, which you went, it's happening, isn't it? You should start wearing hats.
Yeah.
And this is the first one he's given me. I don't think this will stick.
I think you can wear hats. I think you've got a good hat head.
No, I don't.
Do you know?
I've got too big of a head.
Mm. No, I did.
He's just putting his small man syndrome on me.
Yeah.
I don't think he can act the fact that you take my body over his. I remember listening to it. I listened to the new pod, or the old podcast, on my journey to work.
Yeah.
And when you said you take my body over his, the gasp in Ethan's voice.
Really?
Shocking.
It was surprising. I mean...
Look how low you are now.
Well, the reason is true. So we thought we'd frame myself up with the chair high because it looked brilliant when we'd done it. Then I realised I can't reach the vision mixer because the chair doesn't tuck in. So I've had to lower myself so I can touch the vision mixer.
So I think that says it all about why I wouldn't want his body. How have you been anyway this week,
I've been
Joe?
Really good.
What have you been up to?
So the weekend that's just been has been the coronation weekend. So we've got another bank holiday done and dusted. Loved it. Did a charity football game. Well, I didn't do it. I didn't play. I hosted a charity football game, which was nice.
What was the charity?
It was for charities affected by the Manchester Arena attack.
Lovely.
So, not lovely.
No, a lovely cause.
Tragedy. 6 years on.
You're such a little stitch-up twat, you are. You know what I meant. That's a lovely cause. Well done. I'm proud of you. Cause.
Ethan, that was a bit too much, wasn't it, Ethan? What's he doing?
Cut to your camera.
Cut to your camera, Ethan. He's laughing at
you. Ethan, I demand you to cut to your camera. Ethan, this is an order.
No, he's not cutting it.
This is an order.
Cut to your camera, Ethan.
Oh, sorry, I was just getting confused with the buttons there.
So, right. Anyway, yeah, lovely cause. I know what you mean. Sorry for calling you out there.
Yeah.
Charity game. So you had like celebs, like Jason Manford, Danny Miller won I'm a Celeb. And now they were the highlights.
Fuck off. Danny Miller, who, as far as I can tell, is non-existent.
Couple of Love Island
How
stars.
How can you win I'm a Celebrity if you... Who is that?
He's a guy from Emmerdale. Oh, okay. The guy who won Love Island, who's been in here, Kai.
Kai, lovely fella.
Lovely guy. He was there. He was playing. Great player. Some people from Emmerdale.
Oh, I said that.
Lloyd Griffiths. What, the small comedian? Guy from Grimsby. He used to do Soccer AM.
Yours
made it really
sort of
worse.
Look-alike.
What?
You kind of have a same... Like, vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needed a stunt double.
Of course. Yeah. I am the one. Picture that if you don't know who he is. So they were the celebs.
Yeah. Wow. Four aside.
Dwayne Chambers.
Fuck off.
Yeah, Dwayne Chambers.
Oh, well, why didn't you start with that? No. 2004 Olympic 4x100m gold medalist.
No,
the man who single-handedly got a young Joe Smith into sprinting. Yes, please. Actually, I say single-handedly. Him. Who else was in the team? Great question. Darren Campbell. Dwayne Chambers, Darren Campbell.
Which one got done for that?
Dwayne Chambers.
Oh.
Who else was in there? Marlon Devenish. Thank you.
What are you talking about?
This is the 4x100m relay team for the 2004 Olympics in Athens. Right. Dwayne Chambers,
did they win?
They won the 4x100m. It's the last British sprinting gold medal in any Olympics. Dwayne Chambers, Marlon Devenish, Darren Campbell.
He ran twice.
Mark Lewis Francis. Thank you very much. Keep talking.
So that was that.
Inspirational quartet.
Oh, guess who the celebrities were going to be managed by?
Obviously, you're going to be mad if something happened to stop it.
And guess who?
Not like Rolf Harris.
No. What? When did you think that booking was made? Don't book it 6 years, 7 years 2012? In advance. Sam Allardyce.
Big Sam.
Some people were fuming that he didn't come down. I said, he's got a fucking big job on his hands. Mm. He's now the Leeds manager. So that was that.
That's good.
The pros were people like Frank Sinclair.
Oh, yeah. Big turn out there,
Michael Brown. Lee Trundle.
Of Sheffield United fame.
Yeah. Lee Trundle. What a player Trundle was. Dean Alden. Right. Great game of football. 5-3 at Enders.
Wait, it's celebs versus footballers?
So what they do is celebs versus legends, but what they do is they switch keepers. So the celebs have a former pro in net, and the legends have Lloyd Griffiths in net, who's 5'6". And that evened it out perfectly.
Have a Lloyd Griffiths. Like, this letter's just being handed out. You can have a Lloyd Griffiths in there, put one in stands.
But because...
5-3? Yeah. 2-2?
The legends smoked and mate. You see these legends, they just play.
What is
it's
this?
It's like a different game.
But of course it is. But what is this for a format? Where what it's what? It's so that we're... So
why are you calling out a celebrity football match?
So the two teams...
Champions League.
Because it's redundant as a competition. So it's celebrities. So it's celebrities... Who are actors, most of them.
Yeah, but they're quick
versus,
and they're young.
Yeah, well, they're not really, are they?
Yeah, some of them are rapid. Right. Dwayne Chambers is literally very good.
Dwayne Chambers is 48. So you've got 44. So you've got celebrities who are like actors and whatever. And then you've got professional footballers. And they're having a game of football.
Yeah, but they're professional footballers like Andy Ritchie, who's 62.
He's still got it.
He's scored a couple.
Was it good?
Just
seems slightly unfair.
I know what you're getting at. But the keeper makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when they've got to go against a professional keeper, very, very good.
And Griffiths is. It's sixes and sevens
man,
in a full size.
Not
net.
Fun. Obsessed with fire engines, Griffiths. There's a lot of people from Grimsby who are obsessed with fire engines.
That's
and
not
fish.
A thing.
There it is.
What? People from Grimsby are obsessed with fire engines? Are you willing to say that as a trope right now?
I know two people who are obsessed with fire engines and they're both from Grimsby.
How many people from Grimsby?
How many people do you know who are obsessed with fire engines?
My nephew.
Where does he live? We don't need the address. What? He doesn't.
No,
So yeah, so that was great. Then there was a little after party.
What were you doing?
Ricky Hatton played! Ricky Hatton!
Really?
I was the host, so I had to come on and there was a moment where I had to read all the 22 names of those who tragically died.
Yeah.
So I got into like this sort of trance of not getting any name wrong.
Yeah.
And I was sort of zoned out and I was in the middle of the pitch with everyone.
Surely zoning out isn't the tact you want here. Surely you want to zone in.
No, I can go into autopilot, mate.
I know, I've seen.
No, I can go into
the last 10 minutes of the podcast.
No. That is zoning. completely out. Right, sometimes if I'm speaking, I can zone out because I can hear different things. I can just crack on. It's just because I've done it so much. So I didn't want to get caught up in any of the emotion and get read any names wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm there with 4,000 people there, by the way. I'm in the centre circle of the kickoff of the football pitch.
Yeah.
Everyone around me.
Underneath one of those big things.
Yeah.
And you burst through it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Swimming. Synchronised swimming to the server.
And I have to read out all these names. And as I read it all out, blah, 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 got to the end, and then I looked up and everyone was bursting into tears.
Oh.
But I just didn't feel any emotion because I just zoned myself out. You would do. You won't want the emotion to get to you. What if you read someone's name wrong?
Yeah, you can't be breaking down. That's lovely, that. That's a lovely moment. Was, I reckon I'd have been in tears if I was there, to be honest.
So then...
Mostly just seeing you prove you can read.
Net. Oh, I can't read. I had to practice them names so many times.
Yeah, well, that's a lovely cause.
Then afterwards, there was a little after party. There was a couple of drinks in the ground. By the way, it was at Oldham's ground. Oldham's new owner is wild. He's a guy called Frank Rothwell. He's an Oldham born and bred. Loves the team.
Yeah.
Loves it. Minted. Good bit of cash. Yeah. No, he's not wanky. He's minted.
Oh, sorry.
He's not wanky.
He did that.
He goes at the end of the game, he goes, we're ripping this pitch up, so a couple of the boys are bringing the cars down. Next thing you know, we'll put a video in here. Next thing you know, they're having a game of car football. There's cars. He brings a massive football, pumping it up like that. It's one-on-one.
Just two cars.
Toyota versus Yaris. It's
Yaris is a Toyota.
Can we go to one? And then there's a massive football in the middle. Insert video now. They're just having like penalties. Obviously, it wasn't too intense. Like, you don't want to break a car. But yeah, they were doing penalty shootouts.
With a car?
On the football pitch. Swear my life.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Did it feel dangerous?
It did feel dangerous at one point.
Mm-hmm. I've had a nice week.
Yeah, can I bring up a congratulations to you?
All right.
Congratulations on getting Sky TV. You told me this on the train.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a huge, huge moment. I mean, what you like so proud, you know.
Yeah.
This is you. You've moved in now with your partner. You're settling down. You know, I think you're looking up. You've spent a good bit of cash on Sky. And, you know, you can't wait to watch the football. When does your Sky subscription start?
Huh?
When does your Sky subscription start?
Well, yeah, no, because I'm just saying, it would be great to watch Premier League on it. And because I've never had Sky growing up. We never it. And I always thought one day, if I could, if I got some money, if I want to get Sky Sports. I want to be able to watch all the football at my house without a dodgy stream, without having to go to the pub. I want to be able to do it. My subscription.
Your subscription.
Starts on the 9th of June.
Just the day before the Champions League final, which is often free.
Which is, yeah, because you were like, well, the Premier League season's ended. And I was like, yeah, but the Champions League final. He goes, that's free to air. That's on YouTube. But tell you what, I will be watching it on BT Sports HD on the telly.
Yeah, and you can go on you can go on something. You've got a range of water channels, haven't they, Sky?
It's not Sky, it's actually Virgin. Which I suppose, you know, even lends itself further to the naughty channels.
Welcome, Sloppers. We are so excited to announce a brand new sponsor. And guess what it is? Of course, it's a food-based one. Wingfest 2023. This is one of the best festivals in the world for food. It is a collection of some of the finest chicken wings from so many different traders and different parts of the country coming together to sell you the best of the best in wings. Also, there's loads of booze, there's live music, there's entertainment, there's chaos, there's eating competitions, and there's Joe McGrath. I will be there, every single one of them. You say every single one, how many can there be? Well, there's a Derby one, there is a London one, there's a Manchester one, there is a Birmingham one, and a Bristol one. It's an amazing event. You'll love it so much. Grab a group of mates, come down. You'll have the time of your life. You've got to be quick on some tickets. For example, London pretty much sold out, but you can still get tickets for Manchester. Come on, that's the good hometown gig there. All the information you need, wingfest.co.uk/tickets. Put it in your WhatsApp groups now. Put it in your messengers. Get a group of mates together. Bring your family as well for what is an incredible event. I will see you there. So will the Sloppers. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Wingfest 2023. So what else have you done this week, Joe?
I went out for a party.
Right, tell us about these parties. You had a big weekend of parties.
Well, just one.
I thought you had two.
Just one.
I thought there was two birthdays kicking about.
No, there's one birthday.
Right, okay.
It was my partner's friend's birthday party, who I know relatively well.
Nice.
It was very nice. Although, I think I have developed an allergy to beer.
Okay. It is, yeah.
I don't know if it's an allergy or just an intolerance or just a whatever. I don't drink that much these days.
So where did you go?
We went to Didsbury.
Didsbury? What happened then?
I don't know. I forgot what it's called.
What were we talking about? You know, the Cockin, the Didsbury.
The Cockin.
The Cockin. Decent pub.
Lovely little...
Fletcher Moss is nice as well.
Lovely little pubby.
Yeah.
I've also worked out what I would call my own pub if I ever made one.
Go on.
The Mum and Stepdad.
I thought you were going to call it the Cock Out.
Ooh.
The Mum and Stepdad.
Yeah. Because you know, you have like the sort of the Dog and Partridge or like the Coach and Horses. The Mum and Stepdad. It's a modern pub.
I know who you'd get to open it.
Ethan's Mum and Stepdad.
Yeah.
But the last three times I've drank beer, I've either thrown up or been incapacitated and close to throwing up. What? I had like 4 pints the other day. 5 pints.
Wow.
And I had to lay down. But it's bad. My mind isn't drunk. My body's drunk.
Talk to me. Is it the alcohol or is it the beer? Like, if you had,
I think it's beer.
Because five, like, vodka sodas, what would happen?
Fine. I think we'd be fine. So here's what's happened. The first time I went out with my cousin in Manchester, right? He came up with all his mates. Beers all night. Had about 8. Threw up on the way home.
Yeah.
Which I know 8 is a fair amount, but it's not like... I could chat. I was fine. I was just like, I feel shit. I think I'm going to be sick. And I was. Second time... After Sloppy Joe's Live, we went to these brewery tap houses, as I told you, afterwards. This time, about 4 pints in, we changed and went to your vodka sodas, your pint full of Purple Rain.
Lovely.
For instance. Yeah. And I didn't get that same feeling. I got home, had some food, was fine, went to bed. Pissed. Much more drunk than I was the other time. This time, 5 pints in, I'm drinking waters in between because I'm trying to preempt this, and I still hit the wall.
What does the wall look like?
The wall looks like me going,
really?
Yeah, and I had to get a taxi home, and I'm pathetic because despite someone who's got like an illness, which I don't want to go on about all the time, but I knew you'd mention it, so I thought I'd say it. I don't get ill very often.
No.
Like I don't think I've ever, or if I have, I've missed a very, very small handful of days of work in my entire life through illness. Yeah. I don't get colds very often. I don't vomit. Like I don't get ill very much. So when I do, I am the most pathetic person in the world.
Yeah.
If I feel unwell in any way, what do I do? Just a pathetic, dribbling little twat. Yeah. Lizzie was like, "You are taking the
piss." So was Lizzie drinking, or was she driving you home?
Lizzie was drinking. We both got a taxi home. She also felt a bit sick, but not as bad as me. She was eating cheesy chips. I was like, I'm in another room. Kicking her out. Unbelievable. Just a little knob.
So are you going to... What?
No, not mine.
Are you going to get tested? Not your little knob.
Oh, then. I'll get that tested.
Your beer tester. You might have a tolerance. What's in beer? Yeast?
Water.
You're not allergic to water, surely. And wheat.
Yeah.
So you say...
Barley.
If you had 5 pounds of bread, how do you think you'd feel?
Pardon?
If you had a lot of bread,
a loaf,
do you feel shit?
No. Maybe it's the alcohol. And maybe it's just the volume. I don't know what it is. But whatever is happening, I need to get to the bottom of it because I hate it.
I'd say a nice life on your G&Ts, your vodka sodas.
Your margaritas.
This is the new you.
Maybe it is. Because when
do you know what also touch? Your hard seltzers. Your sparkly water vodka. They're decent, you know.
I'll tell you what else is decent. The Aperoli Espresso.
Yeah.
We had a few of those in Napoli. Never was vomiting then.
It must be
maybe
the beer.
I'm a wine boy now.
You're a wine boy. It must be the beer, Joe.
Yeah, maybe it is. But anyway, great weekend. And had the pizza the next day. And I'll say it to you again. I said it to you after Sloppy Joe's Live. Deep Pan Express.
Is it really good?
Get their American hot right now. We're talking your minced beef, your jalapenos, your pepperoni, and here's the kicker, garlic butter.
Oh, that is a really good touch.
This is your sort of your takeaway style pizza, not your real high-end good pizza. This is like a dirty, greasy, just absolute bang fest.
Love that.
Thin, crispy, delicioso.
Delicioso.
Fantastic. But yeah, I'm allergic to beer and I hate it and it makes me want to sort of not be a real person who goes out with my friends anymore.
So what did you do? What did you do on a hungover day, Joe? Did you put like telly on?
I don't really get dead bad hangovers. I drink so much water that I'm almost drowning.
You can drown, can't you? Your own like, kidneys and that.
Yeah.
How much water do you think it is?
Well, I just remember there's this one marathon runner who drank too much water at the marathon and drowned herself while I was running.
Died?
Oh, no, she just had to go to hospital.
Fucking hell. What story is that? Marathons are mad, by the way.
Yeah. You'll Grow do up. It one day. No. How's your week been?
So, I realised I do this thing, which I wonder if it's... I wonder if that you do it. And when I took a step back from the situation, I was like, this is a weird thing we do. You ever been like walking with someone, or you're sort of passing someone in the corridor and you're a little bit busy and so are they, and your hello is to them, it's not a hello, it's more of like a whisper. Hi, hey.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
Yeah.
What is this whispered hello we do? Hi, yeah, you're right, you're okay. Why are we whispering? Say hello like a normal person.
It's to infer busyness, isn't it?
It is.
I can't stop, mustn't stop, but why are we whispering?
Hi, hello. Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah.
So I got annoyed by that.
But everyone at the BBC does that as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to look busy so they don't lose their jobs.
It's happening. And then Becky's away.
What do you think he's got that hat on? He's got a new character. It's called Mr. Jobless Man.
Magic Fingers McGrath again.
No, called it
in year eight for my goalie skills.
I saw you set up a little stall in the toilets at the BBC called that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Put your hand under the blanket.
People can just kick their P45s at me. I'm not trying to save them.
You're trying to catch
up. Becky's away. She's gone dog-sitted in Grimsby for a week. Now, she can work from home, so she has gone, brought the laptop over there. I was there on Saturday. There's three dogs in total, Buck, Mabel and Billy.
What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
No, I don't know, sorry.
She goes, my Buck dominated you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. That time
found your weak paws and went for them.
No.
And he had sex with your clothes.
Yeah, I did do that, yeah.
You were wearing them and you liked it.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it. No.
So I'm home alone. Double bed to myself.
Kevin McAllister over here.
100%.
Hopefully
no bad guys come
for
me.
How do you deal when you're home by yourself?
It's getting up's easier because I get up at an earlier time.
You
get
sat on your face for a start.
And I often. Getting up's easier because often I.
Sorry. That was grossly inappropriate. Sorry, Becky.
I thought you meant Buck.
Ooh, no.
I could put the lights on, the big lights on. When they get up in there in the house,
yeah.
You have to creep about, you have to make sure you don't make too much noise, let Becky and Buck sleep, whatever. But when I'm home alone, bang, big lights going on.
Yeah. The disco ball in your bedroom.
The disco ball's going on. Yeah. I'm loving life. But the tune's on the go.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I can make a brew. No one questions it.
Oh,
this
that's great.
Is
and you don't have to go,
life.
Do you want this? And then you're making one thing. And they go, oh, yeah, can I get a this?
Yeah.
And you go, I've got to do a whole other process.
Shit, with
for
the door
that.
Open.
Yeah.
See, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm quite enjoying it. Need to remember to clean up after myself.
Right.
But don't worry. Thursday's clean day.
Oh.
So by the time she gets back on Saturday, it'll be fine.
Does it ever make you think, oh, I could do this full time? Maybe we should have separate houses.
No, separate houses is too much, isn't it?
I don't know. She's going to come back to you looking like a sort of bloated boy George and wonder what the fuck's happened.
Oh,
I just realised how much you look like
him. I'm blowing boy George. I'm going to come back from that.
Slightly askew.
Fucking
hell. Slightly to the side. That's when you and boy George
were. Come,
there
comedian.
You go. But you seem to be doing it quite well. I remember when a few years ago, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, she...
Which one?
What? What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Like I'm some sort of Lothario.
Nothing. Listen, you can't call me a bloated boy George and not expect anything back.
No, I wanted a little bit back. And this is when we just started living together. So I thought I was still relatively independent.
Yeah.
I lost my head completely. I just started eating cheese toasties out of sort of depression.
What do you mean?
So I had a full loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And in the first night she was gone, I ate 4 cheese toasties. Just backed it. I was like, oh, that was lovely, that. One wasn't nearly enough.
Yeah.
So the second batch was 2 more. Then I had another one.
What? This is a lot.
I thought, this is unbelievable. I can't do this. So I threw the bread in the bin and was like, right, I'm done. And then I thought, I need to go a step further because I'm going to get the bread out of the bin. So I emptied the bag of bread into the bin and like wiped it on the inside of the bin. So it was like, I can't go back for this bread because I got hungry again. Joe, I had too much East Toast.
Oh no. Oh.
I went back in the bin. The bread had like old meat on it, like coffee grounds, fucking dirty milk. I made two further cheese toasties where I thought, this is night one. Lost my head completely.
How many cheese toasties in one
night?
Six! That's too much.
Two of them were bread, bin toasties.
That reminds me of a story that my mum, because I used to be a little greedy boy, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm still a little greedy boy. Yeah. We were on holiday once and she was like, you're not having any of, she mum had a bit of leftovers. No, you've had your tea, you're not having any of mine. So she used to put loads of salt and pepper on it like that. Like fucking loads. Like make it. A point, make
the
a
food
point.
Was ruined.
Dad wasn't at the table at that point. He came back, let me try a bit of this.
Blew his tits out.
Cleared him out. So seven cheese toasties. Wow.
Six.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Ethan James, how are you?
Oh, by the way, I need to tell you something. We need to call Ethan James out. So I found a little stain on my jeans. Ethan James did something whilst you were away on holiday that I needed to address.
What?
He made the, and this is for the audio listeners, there's some explaining is needed. He made a thumbnail with the worst picture of me I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean?
And it was a freeze frame. And it was like, Ethan, like, it's funny, but that can't stay up.
So he made this. Oh, I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen
this. So he made this and was going to use it as an actual thumbnail.
Yeah, he actually, with such confidence, put it up. And right. I saw it. And went, because I was about to do the tweets and the clips for it. Went, Ethan, that can't be. Right. Can you close your eyes so I can see how bad it actually is again?
So just the context before I put it on. The episode was called Caught in the Act. So this is why I put it on.
Yeah. Let me see it. Let me see it first before Joe opens his eyes. Oh my god. Right, this is awful. Open your eyes. Actually, that is the worst picture of me I have ever seen.
Whoa!
What is
you
even
look
happening
great.
There? Did you do something to my eyes?
No, that was just you normal.
You look so much like Henry VIII on that.
Don't be tight.
You do.
When have you ever seen Henry VIII look halfway through jizzing on
probably once when he's on his third bit of poultry of the day, when he's eating a full turkey and he needs to go back in again. That is a tremendous little picture. I mean, I don't look much better, and yet somehow I look fucking great compared to you.
Well, Ethan, you've been warned. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, well, not in the best of shape, actually. You'll be very disappointed to hear.
Why?
Well, thanks for asking.
Me. Well, what is going on?
I was in A&E until 3:30 in the morning last night.
Oh god.
Wow.
Yeah. It's back, is it the rash?
No, it's not the rash. I don't have a rash. Well, basically let me just sum it up quickly what's happened. I was very excited to try my new goalkeeper gloves.
He brought me to work yesterday.
Yeah.
He's like, I brought these new goalkeeper gloves. £50 they were. I tried them on. He tried them on. He's like, I usually buy finger-safe gloves, which have got like normal golden gloves, but they've got like a hard plastic in the back so your fingers can't bend back. Yeah, but I've broke my finger three times wearing those, so I thought, fuck it, I'll take a risk. And he brought these soft gloves. Then he went to five-a-side, and what happened, Ethan?
Oh, there was 5 minutes left, Drew. And
how were the gloves up until this point?
I was loving it. Felt really confident. We're winning the game. I felt great. Then some fella just has a shot at the near post, leathers it. And he also leathers a bit of bone off my little finger and dislocates it and fractures it.
Oh, my God. Did you know straight away, Ethan, that it was done?
Yeah.
He did it three times before with his finger saves on.
Yeah, as soon as the ball hit it, I went, fucking hell, I've done here. Ripped off the glove. I was just wondering what direction it would be in. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty dislocated. I ran over to the referee and said, do you know how to pop it back in?
There's a ref.
Yeah, I just started like shouting at people, like, anyone know how to pop it back in? Because I was kind of desperate to get it back in, but to no avail. And then there's a scenario going on here. There's 5 minutes to go. We're leading by a goal and we have no substitutes.
Fucking hell, look at him. This guy's a war hero.
Wait, you know what happened next?
I can guess he's going to carry on.
Well,
I can't stay in the sticks, so I have to go outfield. Big old Bill Hobson, all 6'5" of him, bundles into the sticks, putting the gloves on as well, and I'm outfield to give our team a fighting chance of staying on. We'll grab a goal straight from kickoff.
Get it off.
We're leading by two as it stands. And as the clock ticks down, we've got a two-goal advantage. And in the last kick of the game, they have a shot and I block it with my face. And it was a significantly more painful injury than the dislocation. And my jaw clamped because he hit me in the bottom of the jaw. And I bit my tongue, my cheek, and blood was pissing from my mouth.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Last kick
of
the game.
I didn't know that.
And then,
I knew about the finger. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so all along, I can't really see on you.
Oh, but he's gummed himself off.
Yeah.
Oof, look at that.
All inside there is just cut across with like tooth marks. My tongue on the side is all cut and swollen, so every time I eat, it hurts. And on my left side as well, it's all knackered as well. And a bit of gum up here. It's a bit of a shambles, to be honest with you.
But, are you okay? Like, how was A&E?
Oh, well. Well, I go there, and I'm expecting hopefully an in-and-out job. It's just a pop-it-in kind of thing. Obviously,
what,
I'm there.
Are you going to the A&E or a brothel?
Have you not watched the fucking news recently? A&E is just not just an in-and-out job.
Well, I know, but I've done it before, and they gathered the nurses round because they wanted to watch, and they popped it back in and that, and it took them 3 seconds. But this time, it took me 5 hours to get scene two. And when I did get scene two, the doctor takes us to the side. He goes, right, we're going to quickly pop it back in. I'm like, all right. So we go 3, 2, 1. He's pulling. He's pulling. He can't quite get it. He's pulling.
It'd be so good if
he's going. Right, and then bang, all right. He thinks he's got it in. And then he goes, it's not quite in, I'm afraid. So we've just done that for like 10 seconds. So we have to go again.
This is absolutely kill, obviously.
This is fucking horrible. This is killing. And by this point, he says, right, I'm going to stand over here. You have to, like, stand here, and I'm going to, like, pull your finger, and you're going to have to pull back. So we're playing tug-of-war over my finger, right?
Wow.
And he's going, you have to pull back more, you have to pull back more.
He's shouting at you.
Yeah. Jeez. You have to pull back more. So I have to, I grab my hand, I pull it like this, whack, and
comes
then it
off.
Goes, and it's in. Oh. It was... really horrible. They start squeezing that, going, "Oh, is it in? Is it in? Is it in?" I go, "You've just got to stop now, mate. This is mental. I can only deal with it so much." But yeah, there we go. It's back
well
in
done.
Place.
Congratulations!
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
When I did the overlap a few months ago, Shay Given was on it, and his fingers, at least I think there's two of them, but at least one of them, his little finger is literally like just fucked off to the side like that, permanently, just out and then just down.
Robert Green's the same. He's all his hands are just completely crooked. You have to get special made gloves to go around them.
That's mental, isn't it?
Is there any perks of that?
I guess you could finger someone around a corner.
Oh, you could round the corner.
What?
You could get properly round the corner, couldn't you?
Oh,
right.
Dear. Oh, no. Vending machine, what did he say?
Your snack is stuck. You could probably.
Oh, yeah. Can you get a Ribena off the bottom shelf without paying for it?
You could. I do like a Ribena. Could give that a go.
Love a little fruit, isn't
it? Yeah.
Should we get into the 9 out of 10 club?
I think we bloody should.
With a twist this week, because last week you might remember that I brought in the Nell's pizza, what I believe to be the best pizza in Manchester.
Okay.
Ethan went, nah, it's not a 9 out of 10 that. I know a better one. And I don't think he does. However, he has ordered a pizza. It has been delivered. Ethan James, do you want to say a little bit about this, intro this pizza, and tell us why you think it's better than the Nell's pizza that I brought in last week?
Well, you could say this.
I don't know what this is, by the way.
This is a fucking belter, by the way.
This is a surprise to me.
Well, I don't know really how to describe this, apart from it's a bit wild, it's a bit mental, it's a bit crazy,
Fuck off. You better fuck off.
Do not come to me with a crazy Pedro's pizza and tell me it's better than that.
That's crazy. Right, I said to Ethan in the doors this morning, I said, if you want to beat Joe, this is the only way you can do it.
And I was thinking this anyway, so we just read each other's minds.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's good. It looks good.
It looks good. Get on my... Oh, man.
Looks great.
Oh, look, looks much better than Joe's shit.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing.
Talk us through it, Ethan. Why do you like it?
Oh, can I just say, point up for Ethan. Is it cut?
Yeah, it's cut, yeah.
Oh, it's already 1-0 to me, and I haven't even tasted
it. That makes it taste better, the cutting of it.
And obviously it looks better as well. We've already established that.
No, Joe, go into this with an open mind. I might need to tell you something. What? It's got a spicy sauce on it, this one.
Okay.
Ethan's got...
What flavour is this?
Over here. Ethan, come round. This is called the Triple X.
He's just pretending not like sauce. It.
Look at that. It's spicy, yeah. I knew that was a risk, Ethan. It's got a spicy sauce.
That is the trademark sting of the deadly habanero.
Me.
Okay.
Can I say my trademark line? As you can see, we've just demolished the pizza.
Yeah.
As you can see.
You're getting emotional, aren't you, Trent? Was that good?
It's a fucking kick.
It's demolished you.
Joe Smith?
Yeah, spicy that. What was it called? What flavour was that?
The Triple X Spicy or something, wasn't it, true?
What made you go with that? Have you had that before?
Just thought it'd be quite funny to see how everyone reacts on that.
It sticks around, doesn't it?
It does stick around. It's lingering. Fuck it, it's lingering. Ethan, are you going with spice?
Oh, I'm a master.
You're what?
A master.
Isn't it weird that it says master instead of master?
Yeah. Ethan, talk to us then.
Well, what a fantastic pizza. Very juicy, isn't it? Pissing with juice. It's very...
This is a weird word to describe.
The cheese is...
Fuck me.
Lovely and stringy. The pepperoni is cooked to perfection. bursting with flavour again. The hot sauce is a kick that wakes you up.
Habanero, I think that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tastes like it. Fucking hell, I'm rubbing my feet together at the table.
Ethan, how do you survive that?
Well, it's a delicious pizza, of course.
But let's be honest here. I liked it. It was nice. It was a nice pizza. There's a taste that Crazy Pedro's has. And you can smell it. It smells like a night out in Crazy Pedro's. So if you're not from Manchester, Crazy Pedro's is a bar. It's not a club, but it's got like a dance floor. A little sort of dance area, but then it sells like good pizzas. But there's flaws in the pizza. Flaws in this pizza. The dough doesn't have enough flavour to me. No. It tastes a bit. It tastes like an oven that hasn't been cleaned enough. More than it tastes like a dough.
No.
The sauce itself. That sauce was poor because it had a lot of hot sauce infused in it, so you couldn't taste proper sauce. But their sauce to me always lacks a little bit of freshness. And it's good, but it's not great. It just isn't great. It's an 8 out of 10 pizza. It's a very good pizza. But it's not a 9. You know that's not as good as the one we had last week. The dough itself was quite soggy and chewy. It wasn't crisp or like I said, there was lacking flavour in the dough.
I quite like that, Drew. I don't think it should be completely crispy. I think it's quite nice to have a little bit of chew.
Yeah, but there's a difference between chewing and it being a bit floppy, I thought.
I quite like that again.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess there's only one person who can.
So I'm going to say no, but it was very nice, and I'm not. You haven't disgraced yourself at all. There's some shit pizzas you could have brought in, and that isn't one of them. That was a good pizza. But it's not as good as Nell's, and it's not a 9 out of 10 for me.
Well, you were getting quite emotional, Trish. I think you loved it.
Here's what I'm going to say. Not as good as Nell's, I don't think.
Mm. Hang on.
Hang on.
Me and Drew had pre-match negotiations of how we go about tackling this, and he was a massive advocate for Pedro, his SMI, and he was like, we're going to take him here. Now he sat
there. We're going to take him. I said to you, Ethan, the only opportunity you've got to take him is Pedro's. It's the only American slice you get right now.
Yeah.
The others are Neapolitan, and we know that doesn't fly here on the pod.
Yes, yeah, so, well, it has to be in restaurant. They don't deliver well.
So you tried your best, Ethan. Can I just say, I want a hand in this game.
Go on. You think you can do it next week?
I have got the best pizza in my life.
Hang on.
Beat that.
What's this game? He was like, yeah, we can take him.
He said that's the only chance to beat it. Yeah. Now he's remembered another option.
No, it's the only chance for Ethan to beat it. Not for me. I've got cards. I can't just give him my best weapon.
Oh,
I knew this play. I knew
shit.
This play, Ethan.
He's done you.
Played you.
He has played you. He said, the only chance to beat Joe is the Pedros. I'll say yes behind the scenes. Then the pizza gets here. Not only does he not say yes, he dumps you out of the 9 out of 10 club. Now reveals he's got an even better place with a better chance of beating Nels.
Well, you know what, Drew? I'm glad he found it too hot and he's got all upset and flustered over there because it's... That's the win from today.
You're a disgrace.
You're going down.
But I can't
You've got to do me fairly, because I'll give you that, an 8.7. Too hot for me, that.
And also, I do respect that this is probably the most integrity I've ever seen you have. Where that genuinely is good, but it's not as good as Nell's.
I said you should have gone for the pepperoni. I think that would have got me into the 9 out of 10 club. Ethan?
Oh, yes. Well,
before, when I asked if there was any water, you gave me this much spit wash at the bottom of a bottle, and you're sat there with the fucking full 2 litre bottle there.
I don't like sharing.
Yeah, you can pour it in a cup, or you don't like being in the same room as someone that's drank out of a cup in the same fucking room.
Have you drunk all your water?
Yeah, there was a sip left.
Well, I can give you some more if you want.
It's all right, carry on.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with us for the next edition of the Sloppy Joes. As the third pizza makes its arrival.
This is like a little war.
There will be
pizza battle.
Whose will win?
Mine.
Mine.
Well,
I tell you what, mine spooks you because it's not the same as whatever your.
Yeah, yours has probably got a burger built into it, or a fucking
different
remote-controlled car
that
that's deep fried.
Oh, yes, they're the best.
I doubt it.
Bitter.
Yeah, I bet it will be as well, yeah. Man, with sweet, sweet nectar.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week for the finale of Pizzagate.
No.
Which one's that?
Pizzagate is the potential underground paedophile ring in the American Democratic Party.
I thought it was when Fabregas threw a pizza at Fergie in the tunnel at half-time during United versus Arsenal.
There might be two Pizzagates.
Wow, there's three now. We'll see you next week. Goodbye! Wavy.
Oh, sorry.